Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Your current partner is friends with one or more of their past partners or hookups, and you don't like it one bit. You've told them you're uncomfortable, but they say they're just friends and you're overreacting. Does it mean you have to break up? Should you just ignore the issue, grin and bear it, or should you push it? Today, we'll be talking about the real reason you're upset and what you can do about it. So stay tuned.
I'm Dr. Abby Metcalf, and I'm a practicing psychologist, number one Amazon best-selling author, TEDx speaker, and all-around relationship maven with over 35 years of experience helping people just like you. Join me as I teach you actionable tips and strategies to create connection, joy, and ease in all your relationships. So let's get to it.
Welcome back to the podcast. It's wonderful to have you here with me again. I have one exciting announcement before I jump in, and that is that the Boundaries Made Easy book that I've been promising you for a year that I told you was coming in October and then November, it actually has a real release date now, yay, which is Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. I'm so excited. I'm so proud of this book. There will be an Audible version. I'm not 100% sure if it'll be out on the 5th or not, but for sure the book itself, the hardcover, the Kindle version, you know, the ebook, the paperback, will all be available on December 5th. It's happening. I want you to buy this book. It's going to change your life. I'm really excited about it. I can't wait. We'll talk more about it when it comes. Today's episode was inspired by a DM I received on Instagram. And before I read it, I want to just say something. If you email me or DM me or your question or leave a question under one of my videos on YouTube, which if you're not watching right now, you're missing my fabulous shirt. And you're, you know, if it's any one of those places, then I need to say, I can't answer those questions directly. It's unethical, first of all. You know, people just throw out there like, oh, but I'm still upset, you know, da da da. And they give me, sometimes you guys send me way too long of a message or email or something. And I love you so much, but I don't have time to read all this. I just don't. So number one, I'm probably not going to read it if it's really, really long. And two, is I can't answer it directly ethically. It's not ethical. I don't know the whole story. I don't know all the pieces. It is not okay to be getting advice like that. I need to tell you that, okay? And the other thing, of course, is that I get so many messages. I get thousands of messages. I can't give advice, free advice to people, even if it was ethical. You know, I have work to do. I have, I get paid to give, you know, to tell people, to boss people around. I get paid to boss people around. No. And the podcast, of course, is meant to be really like a free kind of therapy. It really is, but I say kind of therapy. You know, if you don't have access to therapy, you don't have any money to pay for it, this hopefully will really help you and put you in the right place. But there isn't really a substitute at the end of the day for, you know, getting good therapy. My new book that's coming out will help a lot. You know, these things help a lot. And if it's your only option, then that's what you got to do. But again, I just can't answer all these. So please know that. Don't come for me like, oh, she's a bitch, she didn't reply. It's like, give me a break. You don't get to do that. So I'm not a bitch, first of all. And second of all, I am here to help and I love you. And, you know, it's impossible for me to do what some people think I should be doing. Okay. So, however, if you send me a question and are willing to have me answer it on the podcast in a very general way, as I'm going to do today, then feel free to reach out. So that's fine. And like this guy's, you know, this question I'm going to tell you, you know, read to you right now is from someone we'll call Jack. Okay. And Jack said, "Hi, Abby. I've been dating my girlfriend for almost 3 months. And of course I love being with her, but I'm dealing with an ex that is one of her roommates and they still talk a lot and have a great relationship." So his current girlfriend lives with one of her ex boyfriends, and they have a great relationship. "And I also found out that two of my closest friends slept with her while we were all in college. Her friend group consists of guys that want to be with her, and my friend group is guys that already were with her. Constant feeling of being uncomfortable and disrespected when she goes out with her group, knowing I am uncomfortable with that. I could go on and on, but I'll try and sum it up. I deeply struggle with this as I already have voiced my feelings a while ago. And the answer I'm given is they're my friends. There's nothing I can do. I'm afraid to bring it up again, knowing the answer will be to break up. I feel like I can't get over the past because it's present in our everyday lives. There's just so much I feel I'll never be able to get away from for the rest of my life, as her past is in both of our lives. And most of me thinks I need to move on and break myself from my imaginary jail cell I've been putting myself in. Thanks again if you read this. I've really been struggling for a guy that has never dealt with his emotions." Oh, my sweetie. First of all, I just want to give you a hug, Jack. That's a lot. And I'm probably going to give you answers you don't like today, but that's what I do. It's not my goal to give you answers I don't like. It's my goal to tell you the truth about things and something that's actually going to help you. And so that usually means things you don't like. This is written in a way that's kind of like a victim, like, you know, you're trapped or you, like you said, you're in emotional jail. It's also written in a way of, I think your ego is way out of, you know, way out in front here. You know, you don't like that other guys, you know, have slept with her or that she's friends with these other guys. I think that's a lot of your ego, but let me just say this, and I'll go into detail, but, and as you might imagine, this is a relatively common question I get asked. Someone is uncomfortable with a friendship, you're uncomfortable with the friendship your partner's having with an ex or a past hookup, and you don't know what to do. And you've said something, you know, maybe something, and they don't regard it in any way. And so let me say first, here we go. This is about you and not them, because what you're experiencing is insecurity, and insecurity is always about you. No one can make you feel insecure or any other feeling, actually. I know right now people are going to come for me in the comments. They're pissed off. You're turning me on. Don't turn me off yet. Let me finish. I know we all like to think that way and be the victim in our stories, which enables us to not have to take action. But it's not the truth and leaves you in a powerless, frustrated position like my friend Jack. That's what you're in. And this idea that like, well, I don't want to break up, but I want this person to change. I don't like it. It's like too fucking bad. I say with love, 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 too bad. Like you don't get to say that this person has to change for you to feel comfortable. And by the way, because you can go. Especially you've been together 3 months. It's not that long. You can go. But even if you've been together longer, even if you're married, you always are able to leave and you're acting like you're not. And so then you blame them for your unhappiness and that gets you into trouble. So again, let me repeat, most people think that their jealousy or insecurity, and those are really the same thing, is because of someone else or some situation where they have no control. So I'm feeling insecure because my boyfriend never tells me I'm beautiful. I'm feeling insecure because I'm in a long distance relationship and I don't know what they're doing half the time. I'm feeling insecure or jealous because my boyfriend is friends with his ex, you know, or this in situation. I'm feeling insecure or jealous because my girlfriend is friends with her past hookups. I'm feeling insecure because my boss never gives me any feedback and layoffs are coming. I don't care what you say about it. You are the victim in this story and you are blaming someone else for how you feel. And you never, ever, ever get to do that. I don't know what to tell you. I know it would be very nice if we could do this. This is, to me, the number one problem really that I face with people I'm counseling, where we think other people make us happy or make us sad, and they don't. It's our boundaries and it's what we are allowing in our lives. I'm not just touting my book. It's the truth. It's why I wrote a book about it. It is having shit poor boundaries and then being upset that other people aren't respecting them when you're not respecting them. So, and I'm not saying that other people can't, you know, fan the flames of your insecurity, but I am here to tell you that your insecurity is about you and your thinking. Don't blame it on anyone else or any outside situation. This is about you, Jack. Right now it's about you. And in general, anyone listening to this, it's about you. But I want to take a moment, and before I get into what you can do about it, what I really think is the issue here, by the way, I don't think her being friends with past hookups is the real issue. I will get to that. The real issue does matter and is something that Jack should talk to her about. Okay. But I'll get there in a second. But I want to take a moment to get specific on this particular question. All right. So there's a lot of excellent research on this topic, believe it or not, of people being in past relationships and having friendships. And I will link, as always, to the research on the Relationship Tips and Tools page. You can find this episode where I write the blog and all the links will be there. So there are, and what they found from the research is that there's four main motivators for people staying friends with an ex. Okay. And three of them are fine and one of them is not. So the first motivator is what they call civility. And that's when someone doesn't want to, like, let's say, hurt their ex, and they see this as a way to ease their upset feelings. So they stay friends with them. Okay. That's why. So one is civility. It's a civil, nice thing to do. The second reason people stay friends with an ex of some sort is practicality. This is when someone's, you know, they stay with them because they work together or their families are intertwined in some way, or their social circles or their friends are the same. So it's good to stay on good terms and avoid any drama. I have a really good relationship with my ex-husband. We have children together, you know, and I have a great relationship with his wife because, again, we all share these children. We're all going to be together on Thanksgiving in a few weeks. You know, that's a relationship I maintain because it for that reason, really only, you know, mostly I should say. Security is a third reason. And this is where a person's ex is someone they really trust and that, you know, they really, really trust this person. And that person makes her life better by being in it. And I have had this before. I've been friends with ex-boyfriends before. And I did have one of my first boyfriends was just like my best friend. And we shifted the relationship afterwards. And we stayed really close for many years. He just was that my person. He was my person. And we didn't have romantic feelings for one another anymore. You know, they're like, so wasn't that we kind of had shifted to like a brother sister relationship in the relationship, which is why I think we both kind of parted well on that. We sort of realized it wasn't working, but, you know, in this, like if your ex is a support and a confidant and you don't want to lose that, that's this security. That's this other reason you might be in a relationship still with them. And then the fourth one though, which is the trouble one, is unresolved romantic desires. And in this case, you know, someone wants to see what's out there, but they keep their ex close in case they change their mind. You know, we call that like when women do it to men, dick in a box, right? break glass if you're not sure. You know, that's something else. So now, believe it or not, the research shows that friendships can be very successful when they're due to the first three motivators. But as you're probably guessing right now, when someone is still friends with their ex due to the fourth one, due to unresolved romantic feelings, the outcomes are not very good. Okay. All right. So here's what you can do. Here's what you can do. So the first thing I would say to Jack and you, if you're in this situation, is what do you think, which of these four areas is at the core of your partner's friendship with their ex or past hookup?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And you might think, oh, it's because they still love them, and they really might not. So you should ask them, hey, you know, I'm really curious. What is it? Again, ask without judgment. Ask without an agenda. You would really ask. I'm really curious. Hey, I show them this. You know, Abby, I was listening to this podcast Abby did, and she said there's four, you know, the research shows there's four main reasons. This, 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 and this. What do you think is the one? And then can they give you clear reasons for why they're friends? Like, in other words, they might say something that's too vague. You know, well, they're just great. You know, we just don't have any problems. What does that mean? You know, what are you saying with that? So if you can give them the four categories, that's often a way that they themselves can help identify what the real reason is. And you can get clearer. Okay. So I will say that. That's to me one of the first things you can do. Second, I'd ask you to do some internal work to identify where your jealousy is coming from. Do you even trust your partner? Is this a pattern of insecurity for you? Do you often get into these kind of relationships where you feel like other people are more important to your partner than you are? Are you sabotaging a good thing? Are you someone who will, you know, find reasons to break up with someone and then later, or to stay in a relationship and stay miserable? And then later you're like, what was I thinking? And you're facepalming, you know, is that a thing there? Ask yourself, is there an emotional affair going on, right? Is that what I think is happening? You know, try to get really clear on what's going on. And again, asking the person, okay? Like, and then you looking at your own self for where your insecurity is coming from, because you do not have to be insecure at all. Like, I'm good friends with Gary's ex-wife. I think she's amazing. I've talked to her about her on the podcast before. We were just texting earlier today. You know, you don't have to be jealous of these people. So at all. So to me, you're not getting something in your relationship. And that's why you're feeling insecure, because of something you need that you're not getting. And again, that's where your boundaries come in. It's not up to the other person to give it to you. It's up to you to decide what that is and then decide if you can stay or go. Like, can you stay here given that you're not getting this important thing? You can't just stay and blame the other person. That doesn't work. So to me, the biggest issue I actually see here, and the real issue, is the fact that Jack told his girlfriend he's uncomfortable. And her response was basically, well, too bad. You know, they're my friends, so there's nothing I can do. If you in any way tell your partner something that upsets you, something that's, you know, hurting you, and they dismiss it, they minimize it, they tell you you're crazy or stupid or anything like that, or you just shouldn't worry, that's an issue. Being dismissed is a huge issue in your relationship. Now, I am not saying that Jack's girlfriend shouldn't be friends with her ex-partners just because Jack doesn't like it. She can be friends with them and then he can decide to stay or go. That's can be his boundary around it. But again, this jealousy and insecurity, right, is Jack's issues. However, if it is an issue, you know, when he brings it up and says, this makes me uncomfortable, and she doesn't stop and address it, even if she says, hey, I'm still going to see my friends, but she doesn't address, but I'm really sad you're so uncomfortable. That's something else. It's an issue to have your feelings dismissed by your partner. I don't care what the situation is. So I would like Jack's girlfriend to have replied something like, you know, hey, these are my friends. I'm not planning to change them. There's nothing going on. This is your issue. This, you know, you're insecure or jealous. That's not about me. But so that's going to stay there. However, I want to hear more about your uncomfortable feelings. Is there some way I can support you in this without me changing? You know, how can I support you with feeling differently about the situation? What can you do different with, or what can you think differently? What do you need besides me not speaking to them ever again? That's one of my favorite ones, you know, besides me not speaking to them ever again. Because that, you know, again, I already told you all the reasons. This person is a really great confidant for me. They've just become a best friend. There's really nothing going on. What do you need, you know, in that scenario? Because to me, this is about the distrust that's already in the relationship. This is about somewhere that Jack is having, you know, issues with trust, period. And maybe that's already shown up in other relationships. My guess is there's some trust from his childhood. He doesn't sound very old. I'm assuming Jack's in his maybe late 20s, mid to late 20s. Maybe you're older, Jack. I don't know. But this, we can't look at people and blame them for how we feel and for being jealous or anything else. And again, all you can do is come back to your boundaries. What do I need in this? You know what? And if Jack decides for whatever reason, I don't care, Abby, I just can't get over her being friends with, it's going to always be an issue for me. I'm never going to be able to let it go. Then Jack, you got to go. Then that's it. Don't blame her and don't be mad at her. She's being very honest with you. She's being clear. It's not fair for you. And there's all kinds of things in our relationships that this comes up. And I just hear people over and over like, well, they're not doing it. I don't know what. And it's like, well, then draw a boundary. So to me, I need Jack to go back to the girlfriend and say, listen, I feel really dismissed about my feelings and I want to have a discussion about my discomfort with you and your friends. Or, to, you know, again, and he could even say, I've listened to Abby's podcast and I know I can't be so insecure, but I really do want to talk about it. Like, what do you get from them? Because maybe really what's going on is that Jack feels like he's not enough or that he's not fulfilling something with his partner, right? I will also say that I never love it when women only have male friends or men only have female friends. I think it speaks to having some self-hate of your gender. I just do. And you could call me wrong on that, but that's how my almost 40 years of experience, what I've seen. If you're that distrusting of, let's say this girlfriend, and I don't know if this is true, but let's say this girlfriend has no female friends and only all these male friends. I would wonder about that. Like, why doesn't she have female friends? Like, where is that? And why does she only feel comfortable with men? And maybe even men that she's had sex with. Like, what does that mean? Is that how you feel power in your relationship? Is that the only way you feel on equal footing with people? Do you dislike yourself so much that you dislike women so much? Like, how could you? You can't say you hate women and be a woman. You can't say that because then you hate yourself. I'm sorry. Like, how are you not that? You can't say you hate men and be a man, right? You just can't. It doesn't work that way. So what is that about? Again, I would want people to dig deeper and figure out, hey, yeah, why have I always had all male friends? And why do I stay friends with people I've hooked up with? What is that? It doesn't mean it's bad or wrong. It just means to ask, you know, maybe you could even ask, why don't I stay friends with exes? I would tell you to ask that too. Why don't you stay friends with ex relationships or ex partners or whatever? What's up with that? You love this person for many years. What's going on? Where did it go wrong? So that's really my long and short of it. This isn't going to be a super long pack, you know, episode today, but I did do an episode called How to Stop Being Insecure in Your Relationships, which I will link to in the show notes and on the Relationship Tips and Tools page. I am giving Jack and you some tough love today, some clarity. I don't want to beat around the bush with this. I think it's too important. You're too important. You deserve to be in a relationship where you feel like your feelings are validated, where you feel like you're heard and not dismissed. You deserve to be in a relationship where you feel on equal footing with your partner, where you share, where you're a team. You're a team and you face the world together. And if you don't have that, you can't blame, you can ask for it, you can say what you need, but if the person doesn't meet you at some point, you have to take responsibility and draw a boundary. It can't just be that you stay a victim in the relationship. Yeah, but I want to be with them. Why? Why do you want to be with someone who dismisses you, who doesn't listen to you, who doesn't take your feelings into account? This sounds like trauma bonding to me, which is also an episode I did. Go listen there on trauma bonding. It sounds so unhealthy and so, and I, oh my God, I love you. You deserve so much more. What are you doing? You know, work on yourself. Start attracting better people for you. And I don't mean that that person is bad. If I'm talking to Jack, his girlfriend isn't a bad person. She's just doing what she's doing. We all get to sort of live our lives and do what we do, but we're allowed to go find our people. Find your people. Find someone who cherishes you, who thinks you're like, you know, who looks at you like you're magic. That's what you deserve. So start really create, you co-create every relationship in your life. Co-create that relationship. Go after that partner. That's the way to go. All right. Thank you for spending this time with me. As always, I love you so much. And again, Boundaries Made Easy will be out on Tuesday, December 5th. You'll be able to buy it on Amazon or my website or all the wonderful places. I love you and have an amazing week.
Thank you for listening to the Relationships Made Easy podcast with wonderful me, Dr. Abby Metcalf. And I've got two quick things to say. Just give me one more minute. First, I love spending this time with you, and I work hard to make sure every single episode is going to help you move from any feelings of frustration or resentment or anxiety to that connected, hopeful confidence. That's always my goal. So if you have any ideas for a future episode or just want to say hi, let me know what the podcast is doing for you. Anything. You can email me at abby@abbymetcalf.com. How simple is that? And the second thing I want to say is if you like the podcast, you're going to go crazy for my book. My book is really good. I'm really proud of it. You can find it on Amazon or on my website under the shop section on my website at abbymetcalf.com. It's called Be Happily Married, Even If Your Partner Won't Do a Thing. And even if your partner will do a thing, the book will still really help you. So that's it. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.